بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خدایا خدایا تا انقلاب مهدی از نهضت خمینی محافظت بفرما، خامنه‌ای رهبر به لطف خود نگهدار. آمین یا رب العالمین. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Lessons from Karbala, Part 7 of 40. The tragedy of Karbala holds many lessons for all of us. We find that all the family members and companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salam followed all of his instructions. We find that they understood that they must follow their leader and be united under his command. Karbala is a model of the taqwa and leadership of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and the loyalty and devotion of his followers. Before Imam Mahdi Akhir Zaman alayhi salam went into occultation, he instructed his followers to follow the maraji and consider them hujjat in the absence of Imam alayhi salam. Being united under a leadership holds many benefits for us as a community. When a nation united under the Ba-Taqwa leadership of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, they were able to defeat the superpowers of the world and establish the first government after the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam that is based on the Vilayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Today, billions of dollars are being spent to translate the ulum of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in many different languages. Tens of thousands of students from more than 105 countries are studying in the holy city of Qom, and the noor of the wisdom and the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is being spread around the world in an unprecedented manner. It is no accident that there is only one government in the world that is standing up to the imperialism and materialism, and that is the government of the followers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. It is no accident that the only group of people in the world who defeated the Zionist regime are the followers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said himself that everything we have is derived from Karbala. One of the unfortunate consequences of the wealth and education we have in North America is that some of us have become really arrogant. We feel that just because we attended a good school and are financially well off, we are also an authority on religion. We look down upon religious leaders as people who do not understand the modern world. Part of the blame also lies with the scholars for dollars. When a so-called alim is dependent upon a group of rich and often secular management of the Islamic center for his livelihood, then he cannot deliver kalma-e haq from the mimbar, or else he will not be invited again. How can he talk about the beard being wajib, hijab being wajib, salat being wajib, raising voice against the Yazid Lanatullah Alayh of today being wajib, when the key people in the management of the Islamic center are not observing these core tenets? Those scholars for dollars that come to North America for commercial reasons cannot give us the deen and taqwa. We must make a trust under senior ulama which allow real alim to come here and do tabligh. During this Mahe Muharram, we should all try to search and seek ulamas whose character and taqwa in their lives corresponds with their words on the mimbar. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam said that for the people of Akhir Zaman, saving iman would be harder than holding fire in their hands the whole day. When he was asked about how to save iman during that time, he said that people should seek the company of alim-e ba'amal, as they are like fortresses where shaitan cannot enter. O Hussain alayhi salam, I know that I forgot the hadith of your son Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, who said, do not put those that worship wealth on the mimbar, otherwise they will make you bedeen. I know that I attended majalis that were the most entertaining, or where most of my friends were attending. I did not consider your majlis to be a mechanism for the purification of my soul. But O Hussain alayhi salam, Azadari and Marjayyat are the two pillars of Shiaism. Please preserve them. O Hussain alayhi salam, please give me the intelligence and taqwa to find alim-e ba'amal and follow them, even though I may dislike the message that may be coming from them. O Hussein alayhi salam, please give me the tawfiq to respect and follow Marajain and Waliye Faqih and the strength to defend them in every way possible.